Jump ranking, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, currently there are five children at a facility that's not designed for living every day in a hospital room. Now think about that. The 19-year-old's been there since she was five, living every day in a hospital room. Think about that. In a hospital room. They've been waiting for the legislature to help. They've been waiting for Calvary to help. They've been waiting for St. Martha's to help. They've been waiting 10 years. 10 years. Think about the last time you were in a hospital. What's the first thing you were thinking? When am I getting out of here? Think about living 15 years, 20 years in a hospital room. Blair Batson is a great place, but it's not designed for long-term care for people that they're medically stable. They just can't go home. There's no facility at home. Their family can't take care of them at home. They can't be there. They have to be somewhere. And think about the opportunity that has now been presented to you with regard to the environment, the building that's going to be built, the location where it's going to be, the opportunities that will then exist for these people to have some semblance of a normal life, and at the same time continue to attend Calvary for church. Let's be clear on a few things. If that doesn't persuade you, if it's about money, if it's about opportunity, because two of the children are no longer children and they've aged out on Medicaid, it now costs the state of Mississippi approximately $500,000 a year to keep these children at Blair Batson. When this facility's open, because of the nature of the facility, Medicaid will step in and compensation will occur for these now adults to have a place where they can live. I've heard, well, this has been hijacked by the First Lady and the Governor. Well, you know, the project was already trying to be moving forward. It was already in process when the governor got elected, and they've been working for 6 years, and I don't think anybody from Calvary can come here and say that they were not working in good faith, that they weren't not trying to get this done. It just didn't get done. But let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen. There are people out there that are spending their lives day to day, every day in a hospital room. I'd ask you to set aside the rhetoric and think about the day that they live, confined to wheelchairs, living with trach tubes, having to have special equipment and things done just so they can live on a daily basis. And think about the fact that every day they go to bed in a hospital room and they wake up in a hospital room. So I'd ask you to support the chairman on this bill. I'd ask you to support the governor and the first lady. They've done excellent work on this. They've tried to bring a product that we as Mississippians can be proud of, but will provide for the care for these precious, precious people. Thank you very much.
All right. Question occurs on House Bill 559. Open the machine, Madam Clerk. If you favor the bill, vote aye. If you're opposed, vote nay. Has everyone voted? Close the machine, Madam Clerk. By vote of 74 yeas, 39 nays, the bill passes.